This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. The world has passed the bleak milestone of 500,000 deaths from COVID-19. At this hour, that figure is more than 502,000. Over 10 million people are infected with the virus worldwide. Despite the rising numbers, AP's Charles de Ledesma reports some governments are pushing ahead with reopening travel. But the process will be complicated and subject to change.
The European Union is preparing a list of 15 countries whose nationals will be allowed to visit the bloc. But resurgence of cases in the US means Americans may not be on that list. Officials say countries will be chosen according to their coronavirus status and the reliability of their data. Spain's foreign minister, Arantxa Gonzalez Laya, says this is not an exercise to be nice or unfriendly to other countries, but an exercise of self-responsibility.
That's AP's Charles de Ledesma reporting. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says the coronavirus crisis has been a disaster for Britain. And while the government will look at what went wrong, it is not the right time to have an inquiry into missteps. In the United States, several states at the center of a new surge in infections have taken steps back from efforts to ease restrictions on businesses. The U.S. leads the world in cases with more than 2.5 million. Pakistani security officials say gunmen armed with grenades attacked the Pakistan Stock Exchange in Karachi on Monday, killing two guards, a policeman, and wounding seven others. Security forces killed all four of the attackers. In Afghanistan, multiple explosions tore through a market in the southern part of the country Monday, killing at least 23 civilians. The Afghan army is accusing the Taliban of carrying out the attack. For more on any of today's stories, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. Monday, the Kremlin rejected, as lies, media reports that Russian forces offered to pay Taliban-linked militants to kill U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan. This comes as U.S. President Donald Trump says he was never briefed about the reported Russian military intelligence efforts. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
As the U.S. and Taliban discuss ending the Afghan war, the intelligence assessments suggest Russia offered to pay Taliban-linked militants to kill American forces. Officials who confirm the assessments to the AP say intelligence officials are looking at an attack last year that killed three Marines and at some insider attack linked to bounties. The officials say the president was briefed on the matter earlier this year. He denied it yesterday, tweeting he'd been told the information was not given to him because intelligence officials did not find it credible. The Trump administration said to brief some lawmakers on the matter today. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Rescue officials say at least 30 people are dead and a dozen more are missing after a ferry capsized and sank Monday in the Bangladeshi capital Dhaka. A diver in the fire brigade says 50 people were on board and that rescue divers are still searching. Egyptian security forces say a fire at a hospital in the coastal city of Alexandria on Monday killed seven coronavirus patients. Seven other people were injured in the blaze, believed to be caused by a malfunctioning air conditioner. The Iranian military prosecutor for Tehran province says the shooting down of a Ukrainian airliner in January was due to human error and not an order from senior military authorities. The crash killed 176 people on board. The U.S. state of Mississippi will retire the last state flag in the U.S. with a Confederate battle emblem. AP's Julie Walker has details.
Republican Governor Tate Reeves says he'll sign the bill. The change comes as widespread protests over racial injustice focused attention yet again on the flag. Mississippi has a 38% black population. It's the last state with a flag that includes the Confederate symbol that many people see as racist. There have been other efforts to change the flag, and many towns and colleges have stopped flying it. This time, a coalition including businesses and sports figures pushed for the change. I'm Julie Walker.
Starbucks is the latest company to say it will pause social media ads. This comes after a campaign led by civil rights organizations calling for an ad boycott of Facebook, saying it doesn't do enough to stop racist and violent content. Saudi and U.S. officials are urging the international community to extend the United Nations arms embargo on Iran. They're warning that letting the ban expire would allow Tehran to further arm its proxies and destabilize the region. I'm Jim Bertel.